Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I am your host, Henderson Mann, and with us this week is Mark.
Hello.
And Corey.
How's it going, guys?
Rich, I haven't heard from. He said he might call in. He's on the road between here and there, so I don't know if he'll make it or not. He hasn't responded, so I don't know. So if he comes in, that's great. If not, we'll move on without him. So, how's it been, guys?
Been a while. At least for me.
Yeah.
For all of us.
2 weeks ago, I went to go record the show and my mic had quit working. So I had to order a new mic. And I'm worried a little bit about the sound quality of it. I don't think it sounds as
good. You sound fine.
Do I sound fine? Okay.
Yeah.
It didn't sound as good as my other mic, I thought. But, so I had to get a replacement mic. Which kept me off of the other podcast to do as well, so, yeah. But I'm back now, new mic, new me. No, not a new me. But we're here to talk about video games and stuff. And I guess we could also start out with the news. There's been a lot of coverage on the Switch. A lot of YouTubers.
That CNET video, ooh. So good.
What's the CNET video? I did not see it. I haven't watched it.
You did not see the one I posted in the Facebook chat?
No, I didn't have time.
You didn't have time to watch the, 2-minute video?
I had to read up on Curse of Strahd. We're getting near the end of that game, and I had to read up on that this morning.
I feel like we should just pause the podcast, and you should watch that video.
Well, we can't, because Corey's got to go.
Hey, I can wait 2 minutes. I'd be okay.
Is it a 2-minute video?
Yes. You need to watch it, because it is just the most ridiculous thing.
All right. Should we just restart the whole show then?
No, we can just edit it in.
Yeah, you can just pause this, whatever. And
oh, is it the kickstand fail video?
Yep.
Yeah. I like that we can hear the music.
No, thanks. Why is it trying to make me sign in? What?
I think we should have this music playing for the whole podcast.
It's kind of catchy.
Oh, wow. Okay, the normal, the normal touching and stuff, it doesn't even move, but when he pushes it, yeah, of course it's going to break off.
What, yeah, he's like manhandling that thing.
He is really...
And you know the thing about a kickstand is when you put something up, you're just going to keep touching it. It's not like you put it in the kickstand so that you don't have to touch it.
Well, my understanding is the touchscreen's not exactly super prevalent in this.
Although touch I do notice a couple times prevalent I'm just kind of pushing it over and it just falls over. But still, you're not going to touch it when it's on a kickstand. You know, that's...
I don't ever see myself using this thing in a kickstand mode.
No, I don't either. So anyway, I just watched the CNET video of the kickstand, and that dude was kind of manhandling that thing. And that's what the guys told me beforehand. So yeah, that was a pretty bullshit video, because if you're gonna put the thing in a kickstand, it's just gonna be sitting there. You're not gonna touch it. The only problem I did see is maybe putting the controllers in it would be an issue on a kickstand,
do that when it's in the kickstand?
Exactly. Exactly. You pick it up off the table and slide it in there, so you know it clicks in there, because you know just putting it in there on the sides when it's not in a kickstand formation is going to fall over anyway.
And if a game has touch screen things, why would you be playing it in kickstand mode?
Right.
I can't see that you would.
That's one thing that they've talked about before.
The kickstand is for you're maybe going to watch Netflix whenever they add that, or... You know, if you do something like play Mario Kart, which would... I can't see how playing multiplayer games would be fun when you have to split the screen that isn't that large.
Based on things I've been hearing, you don't really want to play too far away from that. So having multiplayer would be practically unbearable, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. Although, the only time... I could see using the kickstand mode if you didn't like... holding that big old tablet, and you're someplace on a plane or something like that, where you could set it down or over at a buddy's house and you're like, I don't really want to hold this tablet. I just kind of want to look at it. And, but then at the same time, I don't know about them Joy-Con controllers. That is, those things will probably never leave my tablet because I've ordered a pro controller with my system and I don't ever see using those pieces of shit. I mean, they may be great controllers, I don't know, but they just look too damn tiny. And as someone who has a hard time holding, like, a DS or 3DS, and sometimes, I just don't think those Joy-Con controllers are for me. So.
Well, until you get one to Switch.
Yeah, I'm totally buying that piece of shit. Ugh. That game looks fucking terrible.
It doesn't look terrible. If it was a packing game.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look like a $60 game.
It is definitely.
Some of the stuff, like that milking game, I can't ever look at that and not think this is the, like, I mean, whoever designed it has to have thought this is going to be masturbation. Like, how could they have not ever thought of masturbation when they made that? Because that's all it just looks like you're jerking off the air. And then every time, like, I've seen videos of, like, people from IGN or wherever, they're doing the demo, and the people who are there demoing it for them from Nintendo are laughing. They're, like, chuckling because they're all thinking masturbation. You know they are.
Well,
it's so stupid.
Here's the thing about people that work for Nintendo. Some of them are weird.
Yeah, but that doesn't... Still, it's everyone thinks masturbation when they think that. I really want to try that marble ball game or whatever. That's what interests me. It's just I want to feel the Joy-Con to see how that actually feels like. That does it really feel like, oh, I can tell how many balls are in this thing,
the HD rumble,
well,
or whatever they call it.
I heard Jeff Gerstmann talk about that, and he's like, yeah, I could definitely tell you hear by sound how many balls were in that thing, so that's pretty cool. But he says that at no other point he's like, do I ever understand how that could be used for anything else but counting balls. So anyway, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Damn cat, get out of my underneath my desk. I can't move my feet. You're in my desk. Come on, get out. Jesus. All right. All right.
You need to treat Halo like that more often when we can hear him just like growling or whatever, and you're just like, whatever. It's Halo. I don't care. I like Halo.
Halo's asleep. Halo's not growling. That's just him breathing. So... I can't say, Halo, stop breathing.
Yes, you can. You put a pillow over his head.
Oh, no.
Because pugs are the worst.
Get out of here with your pug hate. No pug hate. Educate.
That's terrible.
So, yeah, and so there's also been some issues with controllers on the left side not syncing correctly. I did see some stuff about that.
Well, it's both of them, apparently. Oh, it doesn't seem to have the strongest wireless signal, so if it has a lot of interference, or in the case of the one video that's going around, if you cover it entirely with your hand, it will stop responding.
Oh, great. That sounds like it's perfect for a controller that you hold in your... a tiny controller that you hold in your big beady hand.
No, I mean, if you haven't watched the video, go check it out, but he's like...
not watching any more videos today. I'm done.
He's encasing the whole thing in his hand, and that's not how you would hold a controller.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. There's also a day one patch that they said that might fix a lot of this. Cause apparently they can, I was actually listening to somebody talk about that, they can up the range and stuff through firmware updates with Bluetooth and stuff like that. So there may be a chance that they can actually up that Bluetooth range a bit. However, that would attack the battery life. So, and as we know, the battery life isn't the greatest. I noticed that a lot of reviewers are talking
about... I want them to turn off Wi-Fi when they're doing these battery tests.
Do we know if they do or not? If they ever said...
They don't.
And all of them that I've seen, they don't.
Okay.
And like, if I'm taking this on the go...
You're not going to use Wi-Fi.
I'm not going to be using Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah, because there is airplane mode, because I did see a lot of the videos where people were going through the UI and there's an airplane mode that should take care of a lot of your problems.
And I'll also say about the Joy-Con controllers, which technically I guess them together is just called Joy-Con, which is annoying, and I'm not gonna follow that. I don't think anyone really is going to follow that, but if it is a serious issue, I hope they would make good, like, if it starts to be more of a problem for everyone when it gets in the hands of the general public, I would I don't know if they would. I don't think they would. But if it was a serious problem, I would like them to replace that hardware.
You just want something bad to happen to the system. So you
no, I don't. I don't.
So you can feel good about buying one.
I don't think from a design standpoint it's a bad system. I think the pricing structure is a bit bullshitty. And I think anyone who would argue against that is a fanboy who is just refusing to accept that that is a fact. But I think from a design standpoint, the Switch is a very cool system. It's very interesting. I like it a lot. I mean, there is a significant chance that if on day one they're in stock at Best Buy, I could buy one.
Right.
You know, and in part because I do want to support it, because the more I think about it, I would really be upset if this was a failure and it meant Nintendo was out of the hardware business, because they are unique, if nothing else, compared to PS4 and Xbox One, which, you know, over the PS3 and now this generation, they are more and more just PCs you hook up to your TV. And it's nice to have something that is a bit different. And this is the only really, I mean, they'll get Netflix and apps like this, but it's the only dedicated game machine. Because the other ones, you can play your DVDs, you can play Blu-rays in. This, you can only play games in. You'll be able to stream stuff eventually, but it is a dedicated video game device.
Yeah. I don't know. I want the Switch to be... I just want Nintendo to make a console that doesn't have all these gimmicks, and we thought we were going to get that with the Switch, and we're like, oh, okay, and then they started bringing out shit like 1-2 Switch, and I'm just like, ugh, here we go again. They're going to shove these damn stupid-ass IR motion controls down our throat. They didn't bring
I out... I have heard that the people who've played 1-2 Switch really seem to enjoy it. Like, even Giant Bomb was talking about it a little bit, and they said it was fun for the short amount of time they played with it.
Yeah, I think people... think
I also
that 1-2 Switch is fun. It's just it's not a $60 game, standalone game.
It's also, only 50, isn't it?
Also, on I heard the people on Giant Bomb say that 1-2 Switch is definitely a game you'll bring out when you have somebody new come over to try out the system, and then you'll never want to play it again until the next person comes over to look at it.
That's fair.
So,
I'll buy 1-2 Switch when it's like $5 at GameStop, because that's going to happen.
Oh yeah, I definitely believe that. But and to talk about the battery life, some of the people were saying 2.5 hours to 3 hours for Zelda with, I guess, the Wi-Fi turned on. So that's not too horribly bad. I mean,
that's the bottom of the
barrel. In our instances, how many of us, like, I don't foresee myself taking that thing out of the dock very often.
That is the only way I would probably mostly play the Switch, personally. I would not want to play it on the TV. I would play it mostly as it would be more so a portable device for me than anything.
Really?
I got one. Yes, absolutely. I'd have no real desire to play it on the TV.
See, that's my issue with the 3DS. I want to play it all the time, but I'm like, I wish I could pop this up on my TV.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I could see myself taking it off to go to bed and laying in bed and stuff before I go to sleep and go into the toilet. You know,
you make that Switch your own.
Never use your Switch, Rom.
So,
I don't like portable. My issue with portables, I can never find that right position to where I don't kill my neck or my arms while holding a system. Like, if I hold it up, so my neck's not crooked, then my arms get tired, and then if I'm holding it down in like my lap, then I kink my neck like crazy.
Well, then you got to get swell. Start lifting those dumbbells.
Maybe that's my problem. I need to go to the gym more.
So, anything else we want to hit on the Switch before we move on?
I'm excited for it. I'm still optimistic about this thing.
It's Friday.
I wish 1-2 Switch was a pack-in. That would almost make me 100% pick one up. Because it's hard for me, especially when I've just spent a few... I would like for it to just be a $300 purchase and not a $360 purchase, which in tax in Chicago is 10.25, so it makes it $400.
Because it doesn't come with 1-2 Switch, are you really going to play 1-2 Switch even if you got it?
Yes. I don't think 1-2 Switch looks bad. Of course, I want to play Zelda, but I mean,
what about
that's my biggest problem. It's just too much for me right now.
Can you play 1-2 Switch by yourself? Is there single player games?
I know people, okay? Jesus Christ, Corey.
I don't know anybody. I'm just saying. No, she doesn't play anything. Like, I try to get her to play things.
She might play something
play
like 1-2 Switch.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Yeah.
I mean, we've sit there and played... Amanda,
don't you
want to
milk the cow
you.
Together?
We've sit there and played...
I'm sure she's fantasized about shooting you so many times, and now she can do it in 1-2 Switch.
Amanda, we've seen you play video games. We've seen you play the Party Jack Pack or whatever the freaking shit it's called.
Oh, yeah, because that's definitely a game.
Do you think 1-2 Switch
is... That's the type of game 1-2 Switch is.
True. I will say, she seems really interested in that... Snip clip game. Snipper clips.
That's actually a pack-in. That's actually a day one game now. They announced that this week.
Yeah, I will probably.
Everything's like, okay, this is no longer a day one game now. This one is like, I don't even know what the launch line is going to be. It could still change.
Yeah. Snipper clips, I have no clue what it is. I've watched videos and I still don't know.
It's a puzzle platformer thing.
I'm just curious about the pricing of stuff as they come. Because, like, I know there's, like, placeholder prices because. If Minecraft comes out for $60, what the fuck?
There's no way.
Exactly.
No.
Like, I want to know what stuff is priced moving forward for some of these games.
I just think Nintendo's got to be smart about it and, like, price some of these games around 3DS prices just because some of these games are going to be handheld experiences.
Yeah.
At least that's kind of what it seems like.
So, there's that one game, what is the Heroes game that's coming out? I was all excited about that because all I heard was turn-based RPG, and then Steven was explaining to me what that game was, and now I'm like, out. It doesn't sound fun at all. So, I don't know. We'll see.
No virtual console at launch. That came out too.
Yeah, well.
So does that mean there's no eShop, or is that different than the virtual console?
Virtual console is like, you know, the retro games and stuff.
All right. I expected that. I don't think the Wii U had that.
You can buy Zelda digitally day one, you know, when you get your system out.
eShop is because, I mean, there's that one game that's like, or maybe that Snipper Clips I'm thinking of, that's a digital only launch window.
Yeah. I really want Bomberman, but it does not seem like a $60 value.
It's not. It was $50, but it's still not a $50 game either.
No, that's like a $20 game.
$15 on the Xbox Live Arcade.
This one does have a single player, though. I don't think those ones had single players.
Yeah, but are you really excited about a single player Bomberman? Be honest.
I enjoyed him back on the Super Nintendo.
And when they say single player, it's probably... the same multiplayer games just done with bots and dialogue.
No, there's like actual enemies and bosses and stuff, like different types of enemies.
I remain hesitant.
Well, for $50, I do.
When it's $5, you'll pick up it and 1-2-3 Switch, and then you'll 1-2 Switch, and maybe you'll get a third game at the GameStop sale for $5. Anyway. But
I'd buy one day one if they had the virtual console and I could buy Earthbound. I could finally play it.
You can buy Earthbound on yours. Never mind.
I don't want to buy anything on Wii U.
Didn't you pick up a 3DS, one of the newer ones?
No.
I thought you picked up a slim one or one of those.
3DS.
Yeah, whatever they're called.
No, remember I was all butthurt about the Pokemon thing.
And he was butthurt about it, and then finally when they did release one this Christmas, he's like, I don't even fucking care no more.
Oh.
Because it wasn't just about that, it was about Pokemon. I love Pokemon. It was the thing that got me into handheld gaming.
Why don't you just wait for a Pokemon Switch?
Yeah, no. I don't want the branding on that.
Are they going to be able to do custom like consoles? Because this thing is... pretty much just a tablet.
Custom Joy-Cons. You'll have yellow ones that look like Pikachu.
Yeah. Maybe something like that.
I was joking, but then I thought about it. I'm like, no, that's going to happen.
I mean, they do have the colored Joy-Cons now, which that's the set I got. I don't know why Mark assumed that I would get the gray one.
I got the gray one.
Because you're boring and stupid.
Wait, me? Or Rob?
Kidding. Rob.
Why did you get the gray, Corey?
I don't like colored stuff.
Well, I guess Rich is never coming back now after he hears that.
Well, it's because I got the black ones, so that makes it okay.
They're gray.
They're gray. anyway, anything else to hit up on the Switch? I'm excited for Zelda. I'm a little more excited now after... I really hated how they're being all shady about the... are there dungeons in the game? Well, we have 100 different shrines and mini dungeons, and I'm like, That's not Zelda. I want to hear dungeons, and so I've heard dungeons now, so I'm a little more calm. Although reading the Game Informer article, they do seem like they're tinier dungeons and not as complicated, and that kind of bothers me a little bit because, I mean, it'll probably turn out fine. I like complicated dungeons. I like there being a puzzle that takes me a little bit to figure out a lot of times, and I don't want it dumbed down because it just seems like it'd be an odd choice. Hearing how hard that game can be, and then getting to a dungeon, and the dungeons are baby's toys.
Yeah, I don't know. Everything I've heard about the few podcasts I've listened to where they've talked about it made it sound amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They compare it to Skyrim, but it's not the same thing as Skyrim. They said it's different in its own way.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
And apparently you can go try and fight the final boss right at the beginning of the game. So.
Yeah, that sounds like a terrible idea. Considering everything is like a one-hit kill on a lot of the weaker enemies starting out, I can't imagine. There's going to be those speedrunners that try to get there as fast as possible and
beat it in 10 minutes or whatever.
So, but yeah, so
I just wish there were demo kiosks somewhere.
There will be.
I wish there were some before launch.
There were one right in your city, man.
That was a
demo
event, and. The line started 3 hours before it opened, and it was cut off 2.5 hours before it opened. Fuck you. I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah. That just sounds like a terrible way to demo a game, but... Yeah.
The only reason I kind of wish I went is because people were selling like the swag from there for ridiculous prices on eBay. Here's some goldfish in a bag that just says Nintendo Switch. $40. All right.
Is that stuff still up on eBay?
I don't know.
Well, look.
So I am actually excited about a PS4 game coming out tomorrow night. We get Horizon Zero Dawn. I can't even remember the name of that game. Those three words I want to put in different order and stuff. So I've been hearing lots of good things about that. But let's get to what we have been playing. Mm-hmm.
PlayStation has had a really strong year so far for a lot of, different tastes. I don't know about Corey, but Rob, I don't think you have any interest in, like, the Yakuza series.
I've dabbled in Yakuza. I don't think those games are bad. There's just so much going on in those games that I don't feel like I can actually devote all the time.
Well, I'll say that I played a little bit of it.
Oh.
This... morning. By morning, I mean like 2 a.m. And I played maybe 40 minutes of it, and it's very talky, very mm-hmm. tutorial heavy. And I was just kind of like, I'm not in the mood to play. I just woke up. I'm not in the mood to do all this. And I quit out. I was like, it surely autosaved at some point.
Oh, no.
No, didn't. So I think I'm just going to put it right back in the Gamefly and send it back. It's only 40 minutes, but it's still an annoying thing to happen because I did the karaoke minigame, and that means I'm going to have to do that shit again. I don't want to sing karaoke. It was funny because, the game itself, the way it's set up is whatever, but it's funny because I don't know if this happens just naturally or if you're doing good, but it transformed from, like, the karaoke room to a ridiculous, over-the-top 80s type of music video. So that was amusing, but yeah, that just was very aggravating when I found that out.
What we've been playing, I see some Ghost Recon up here, the Wildlands beta. Did you play that, Mark?
No.
Okay.
I didn't feel like downloading that big of a file. I'll just rent it from Redbox when it comes out.
Right. Corey, I know you went back and played a little bit more of it. You liked it, and then you were kind of getting bored with it, and then you went back and played the beta again.
Oh, Sniper, not Sniper, Ghost Recon? Yeah. Sorry, I stepped away for just a second.
Oh, yeah.
Man, the more I play this game, the more the idea of this game sounds really cool, but we tried to play it a couple nights ago. We had
well, number one, you were trying to play it with Sean, and that's a fucking impossibility.
It wasn't, Sean was actually fine. He was, you know, playing the game like he should have been. But, like, we just kept getting disconnected constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we would be in a group
I think
of four.
A lot of that's Joe's internet.
I don't know. I didn't ever have a chance to play it with anybody but Joe. But, yeah, getting into the game, once we actually were solid in the game, there's nothing to do multiplayer. Like, you can do the missions, but you kill five people and the mission's over, and you're not really doing a lot.
I didn't play very much of the demo or the beta when it was up last time. I didn't play any of it the second time.
It sounds interesting to me. I mean, it just sounds like The Division meets Metal Gear Solid 5, just in like that environment.
Yeah.
Which works for me.
They need to improve the driving mechanics in that game because they are garbage.
Driving a helicopter is terrible.
Yeah, all driving cars.
I don't think the cars are that bad, but that helicopter shit is jank. I don't even understand what I'm doing.
You're supposed to hold forward on the joystick, but when you do that, for some reason, you go backwards or forwards or sidewards. Like, there's no consistency to it.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't get it. So yeah, it is what it is. It comes out. God, everything's just like coming out right here. It's like, I wish some of this stuff got spread out a little earlier in the year. Just a tad, but, you know, it is what it is. But me and Corey played a little bit of Sniper Elite 4 co-op.
That game's fun.
That game's a lot of fun. If you played Sniper Elite 3, it's basically the same thing. I mean, we're not going to sugarcoat it. They didn't really add too much, but... you know, I really had a good time playing that game. The shooting and everything feels good. I'm playing on normal, so it doesn't have so much of the bullet drop shit, except when you kind of go into empty lung mode, which slows down time. It'll basically show you exactly where your bullet's going to hit. And just watching those bullets fly across the screen and hit somebody in the testicles or anything like that's pretty awesome. So.
Apparently there's an achievement for shooting Hitler in the testicles.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Haven't gotten that far yet, though.
So it's a little fun game. I definitely would.
I will say
it probably if it was a little cheaper. But
I don't know if the third one I just wasn't aware of how easy it was to get away from people, or if they made it easier to get out of or back into hiding in this game. But like, getting caught is not really as devastating as the third one was.
Well, I also know that we got caught, but it took a long time sometimes for us to get out of range of the enemies.
Yeah, but I mean, they weren't like chasing you or anything, so.
Right. Yeah. So, well, Corey, I'm going to let you talk just a little bit about some of the games that you played, because I'm stepping away for just a minute.
Okay, so I finally had a chance to play Little Big Planet 3. That game is Little Big Planet. Everything about it is fantastic and charming and great. If you like that, I know a lot of people don't like the
jumping,
the jumping and the physics of it, but it's never really bothered me. So I'm in it. It's Little Big Planet. I really want to play this one multiplayer. The one time what it does is it has the four characters. It's got your normal Sackboy and then the other three. I don't even remember the dog thing. And I don't remember the names of them. But if you're playing online, it'll randomly pop up with, like, so-and-so wants to join your game. Do you want to let them? And unfortunately, I only had, like, 5 minutes left until I beat the level. So I didn't actually let them join me. But it's cool that it allows that aspect. If you're trying to get through certain levels, you can either try and find people to play with or let people join you. So when I get a chance, I'm going to try multiplayer on that, see if it's any different. But, it has those little puzzles that require multiple players to complete the puzzle. It is Little Big Planet, so if you don't like that, you won't like this, but I've always enjoyed those games.
Does it still seem to have an active community of creators?
I was just doing the story mode. I didn't even touch the creation tools. I only played like 3 or 4 levels of it. But it's charming as they always have been. So, and you know, the cool British people that they have voice act is the same cool British people that they had voice act the last ones. The other game that really, it's not even worth talking about, I don't think. But I tried that Warhammer Quest, which takes place in the Warhammer universe. You got me the code for this one, right, Mark? Was that you who supplied that?
I got the code for Rob, and since you guys share, yes.
Did you get a code for yourself?
Yes.
Have you tried it?
Yes.
This game is...
It's a ninja! Shing! So, anyway, something just happened. You lost part of the show. Probably when I excused myself, it popped up to tell me that we had... See, it shouldn't have been... Should have had another 10 minutes. I bet we lost about 6 minutes.
So, all right.
Anyway... So I'm just going to pick up Tales from Berseria. It's an interesting role-playing game on PS4. I really enjoyed it. Really dark for a Tales game. So, yeah, that sucks. I'm so sorry, guys. I don't know what we cut off on. Corey talked about Warhammer Quest, which was not that exciting.
You didn't miss much there.
And Little Big Planet 3.
The recording device application was so bored that it just decided to stop listening.
That is not what happened. So, anyway, Mark, did you play anything?
I played stuff. I don't remember what's under embargo still or not. I know Chime Sharp I can talk about, and that's fun. I played it on PC when it came out, which was kind of frustrating to be like,
now,
oh, I can't.
Wasn't there one of these on 360?
Yeah. Yeah. This is technically like Sharp Chime 2. The original Chime came out and it was $5 and all the money's going to charity and all that.
That's right. Wasn't it kind of like, was it kind of like that?
It's like, Lumines, sort of.
Yeah.
And you have your Tetris-ish pieces and you're putting them together and you're trying to form, I think, squares of 3x3 pegs, you know, boxes. And just really fun, really good music. It's a really enjoyable game. Feels good. I still think it feels better with the mouse and keyboard because you just are able to move around the pieces and rotate them and just you have more control that way. But it feels good with the controller. I like it a lot. I highly recommend it if you're into those type of music puzzle games.
How much is the music?
I'm not sure. Probably, I think, somewhere between 10 and 15. Either price. If you like those type of games, I think it's well worth it. Because it comes with like 12 or 16 songs. And I think there are 5 different modes to play on them all. And it's fun to play, you know, just one song over and over again. Because it's all good music. And they change up the visual style for environments as well. And then you could adjust that if you want a specific look. So,
right on.
Cool game. Then I got a code for 88 Heroes, which I can preview it. I can't review it yet. But it's a platformer where you have 88 levels and 88 heroes, and all the heroes are, you know, they're based on either other video game characters or things from pop culture. There's a, what's his face? Rick Roll, that dude, Rick Astley.
There's a lot of meme stuff then.
There's quite a few meme things, and the characters range in being very useful to being completely useless. They have, basically, instead of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they have four, I guess they're teenagers, you know, you can't tell, armadillos. But the one thing that annoys me about them is that they, like, screwed up all the weapons. So I think Raph, like the one with the red banana, has the bow staff.
So they just mixed them up.
Yeah. And but like an example of how some characters are just useless in terms of their powers. The Donatello version of the armadillos, his power is eating pizza, which gives you 88 points. That's all it does. you can't attack anyone as that character. You can jump around, but like, you know, it's funny. I enjoy it. I don't know how long the legs will be. That's my one concern, because the levels aren't procedurally generated. So it's always the same. You know, you can go for higher scores and all that. And there are two other modes. There's one where you can just pick a single hero and go through the entire game that way, or pick eight ones that you want. And if a hero dies, then they never come back. And while you're playing through it in the various modes, they rotate. So you have a new hero at the start of another level until you go in full circle and start over again. But I enjoy it. I like the humor of it. It's a nice little silly game. The mechanics are fun. And it's cool mechanically, in just that there's a lot of different type of characters, and that they all control fairly differently. I mean, some will feel the same, but you know, some characters will have double jumps. Some characters can fly. They have this bat man robot thing that everything in the entire environment when you're that character is absolutely still, and they only move across their various paths.
Hold on, Mark.
You move. Yes.
Corey has to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to bounce out.
So we'll see you later, buddy.
Yeah.
Adios.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about Lego Batman, but I guess I'm going to have to hold off on that one.
Yeah, we'll hold off on that one. I'll talk about it for you.
I'm sure it was good.
Okay. It was. I enjoyed it.
Half
it didn't live up to hype. Half of it, yeah. All right, we'll see ya.
See ya.
Adios, Corey. So, you have, like, the Batman robot thing where the level is still and only moves when you move. So, that's an interesting mechanic. There's also a character that is the enemy. So, all the other enemies can't hurt you when you're controlling that one.
Mm.
There's a little bug you can play, which has, like, really strong jumping abilities, and also can...
What game was this? I didn't catch the name of it.
88 Heroes.
Okay.
So it's not out yet. I think
it might
not be out for like a month.
And is it an Xbox One game?
Yeah, I'm playing on Xbox One. I think it's coming to PS4 too as well. I'm not sure though. But there's a bug where you have really high jumping capabilities. You're harder to hit. And like there are spiky pits in certain areas, but the bug doesn't get hurt if it falls into them because it's so tiny. Then they have a hamster in a ball that if you are moving forward and you have momentum, you can basically just destroy everything. You can just kill everything, and even if they shoot at you, they won't hurt you. But it's fun. I'm just, like I said, I'm not sure how long the legs will be on it,
right.
But right now I'm really enjoying it and having a lot of fun with it. I'm waiting to hear back because I can't review it, can preview it, because it's not officially out. They might like update and stuff, but I'm not sure if I can stream it. I've seen a few streams, but I'm just waiting to get confirmation because I just started messing around with streaming now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to start off being like, oh, I accidentally streamed this thing I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
So yeah, but hopefully hear back soon and I'll be able to stream that because I think it'll make for a very fun stream.
Because
it's just super silly.
It looks like a little bit like you kind of use some of the techniques from like a Lost Vikings game or stuff.
It's super silly and fun, and I dig it. It's a surprise. I wasn't expecting to like it as much as I do.
Hmm. Nice.
So yeah, there's that. That's really it that I can think of that's worth talking about.
Right on. Let's see here. So I went and seen Lego Batman movie, which I rather enjoyed. And I was very hesitant to see it because I don't really care that much for Batman to begin with. And,
cause he's a garbage character that's made great by his villains.
I don't like part of that's true. It's just that he's the whole brooding thing just gets old. I think all the movies just that gets terrible. It's like, it goes talk like this the whole time. But this movie is very self-referential from that.
We need more Adam West.
And I really enjoyed the Lego Batman movie because it doesn't, you know, of course it's a Lego movie, so it's not going to take itself very serious. But it's funny because Batman tries to take himself very serious in this movie. It's just everybody else dealing with him is just hilarious. And I really enjoyed it quite a bit. And I came home that night and I spent the next probably 8 to 9 hours putting that damn firehouse together and getting that thing done, the Ghostbusters firehouse. So
that's making me realize how long it's been since Lego Batman came out.
Yeah.
That was a
while
ago.
Well, it was just last weekend. It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, because I would have talked about it last week, but we didn't have a show because my mic died. So, Legion, who watched that? Was that must have been Corey, I bet.
I watched Legion. I might have put it on there last week. I've talked about it on the other podcast. Whatever. It's cool. It's crazy. It's a mystery. It's funky. You'd probably hate it.
I watched a new show, or not a new show, it's on season 2 now, but in fact it may be over with the season 2, or close. It's called The Magicians, and this is a sci-fi show.
I watched like 8 episodes of the first season.
I really enjoyed it. Like, the first couple episodes I wasn't totally convinced I was going to like it, and then it just hit that spark in me, and I was just like, I'm going to watch this entire show. And that's pretty much what I did yesterday, was finished up like the last 6 or 7 episodes I had, since it's on Netflix now. And
my problem with it is that I don't really like anyone.
Really? Because I like the characters.
I don't really like any of them.
Hmm.
They're not, I mean, none of them are particularly likable. The main dude is just kind of this bitch.
He is kind of whiny. It does take a weird swerve, though, near the end. And I'm just kind of like, I didn't like that swerve. But the show basically to me feels a lot like if you took Harry Potter college kids.
That's, yeah, everyone says that.
And put it with Chronicles of Narnia and have those two kind of overlap. That's very much what I feel like the show is. And it looks like they're going to deal a lot more with the Chronicles of Narnia stuff in the second season than they did in the first. Because it's hinted at very heavily from the very first episode on, looking for a place called Fillory.
Yep.
And but there's some dark shit that goes on in this show.
I remember the first episode. It was like, he gets his eyes or whatever. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah. It even gets darker than that. It deals with some pretty taboo subjects. So, I think you should go back and finish watching it.
I'm not going to. I have better things to do.
I have better things to
watch. I'd rather start watching from the very beginning Stranger Things or stuff. I mean, there are so many things that I have yet to watch
that I would rather watch.
No.
Oh. You should
there are
that.
A lot of things I would rather watch over The Magicians. Speaking of it being taboo, I'd rather watch Taboo than The Magicians.
Well, I liked it, so meh.
Good. For you. I'd rather watch more of The Librarians.
Yeah,
I don't need some dark, brooding thing. I want some more silly nonsense.
Anyway, I guess that's it.
The librarians would be so much better if they had someone better working all of the costume design and everything. Because whoever's doing it is terrible. And puts them in clothes that are too big for some of the characters. It's just, it's a mess. It makes it look so way more low budget than it clearly already is.
I've never watched it. Mom watches it, and I've never watched it.
Well, your mom has good taste.
That's debatable. Anyway, let's get the hell out of here. What do you want to plug?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, all the usual places, at PX Sausage. On PSN, I'm the Kush 3. And, yeah. I was having to clear up space when I was installing Yakuza 0. And I realized that I had like 8 gigabytes worth of screenshots and shit since it automatically takes stuff. That was annoying. And I found out, like, I was like, where is the majority? Because I was looking at them, a lot of them from the games were small. Like 2 or 3 gigabytes worth of shit was in a file for The Order 1886.
What the hell?
Get the fuck out of here. I don't want any of this crap. Get this game away from me. So that was fun. Stupid PSN.
Yeah, I can't wait till they bring out that update so I can get me another hard drive.
The hard drive.
Yeah. That shit should have been there day one.
I don't know if you can do it on PS4, but what I want is something that, shockingly, is something that Nintendo was ahead of the game with, is that I want the ability to create folders. I want to be able to create folders because I have a lot of shit on my Xbox One, especially when you add in all the backwards compatible stuff. And like, I want to be able to organize things a little bit better. But moving back to plugs, the site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com. You can find this podcast there, the other podcasts, Pixelated Sausage podcast I do, Pixelated Paranormal, which I'm sure you'll talk about more in depth. And then if you like the art I do, which you can also find there, you can go over to pxsart.com and check out stuff there. If you'd like to support the site in general, we got a new supporter. Go over to patreon.com/pxs. You should tell people about it too, Rob. Bringing that hot money.
What is it? Or Patreon?
Patreon.com/pxs. And then I did a test stream, and then I did another one, and I might start streaming on Twitch, which is just twitch.tv/pixelatedsausage. So check that out if you want.
And I've been doing some streaming of Resident Evil 7 as well.
Yeah.
And I scared the shit out of myself last night.
Cool. I thought maybe I should rent Resident Evil 7, because if anyone should play a game like that streaming, it's my pussy ass, because I'll probably open the first door and be like, nope, nope, nope. It'll be super annoying if I play that game, because I would just be like, nope, nope. I would not want to open any door. I'd just be like, uh-uh. I don't want to go. I don't want to go in that door.
I'm playing it in VR, so.
Yeah, if I did it in VR, then it would have to be like smell-o-vision, so people could smell the shit that comes out of my ass.
I had a moment last night. I screamed like a fucking, I screamed so loud. I'm pretty sure my neighbors think I got fucking murdered last night.
But yeah, there's that.
Did you mention Sports Car Unleashed?
Yeah, Sports Car Unleashed at scunleashed.com. Also, Big Stevens, Indeed podcast.
Yeah,
which is have him on I don't show, does he have a URL?
I don't. I think it's
is it just
O Indeed with 4 H's? I don't know if he's still got that. They're not.
But just going to iTunes.
Or Facebook.
Google it. Or Facebook it.
So, and they did a show with the Pixelated Paranormal guys and Corey. So like all of her podcasts are represented there in some way or shape form.
Except my podcast.
Well.
Which is the best one. As Big Steven would agree.
I don't think Big Steven said that.
Yes, he did. He said it all the time. He has a tattoo that says the Pixelated Sausage Podcast is my favorite podcast Citadel.
But him and Brady, his co-host Brady, did the podcast with Corey, Preston, and Sean. And they talked about a lot of supernatural things, especially in the Kansas area. So that was pretty entertaining. There may have been some drinking involved, but it wasn't. They weren't sloppy ass drunk. And I am still on the Pixelated Paranormal Podcast. I know people are wondering where I'm at. Maybe, probably not. But I've had some issues where I was stressed out from work, and so I didn't show up one show, and then I had the issue with the mic, so I couldn't show up on Monday. So I will be on the next show, hopefully, barring any mess that could happen between now and then. You mentioned Steven's podcast, so listen to that. So I'm Henderson Man on just about everything. Follow me there. Yeah, and if you have Legos, you can send them to me. You can ask for my address. I will gladly take your Legos. Because
Legos. Stop it.
Legos are tasty.
No, you're ridiculous. You're getting so out of hand.
yeah. So, I just spent all weekend putting Guardians of the Galaxy sets together, so. Anyway, that's going to be it for the show.
Do you know how there are a lot of games coming out?
Mm-hmm.
There's one coming out called Mass Effect Andromeda or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give any shits about it. I'm not excited at all.
I just don't feel like they've showed enough of that game off.
And from everything I hear about it, it does not, like, it, one, doesn't sound like it's ready. And two, nobody seems to really dig it that much. And really? Part of that may be the way they're demoing it.
I don't know. I've heard a lot of people talk about on podcasts and stuff, and they said that game looked cool. I don't know.
No, maybe I hope it fails. Maybe I hope it fails and Firework goes under.
Why would you say that?
Because they have the shit at this point. Like, dude, I'm way more excited. It was fucking okay.
I loved it.
I know you loved it. Good for you. It was fucking okay. Mass Effect 3 was garbage.
Well, yeah, that game was trash.
This game is probably going to be garbage, I have a feeling. And, yeah, I'm more excited to see what this new IP is and what kind of game it is, if it's that different or not. But that will be what they live and die on for me. So I don't give a shit about any more Mass Effect or Dragon Age. Give me something new, or go back to something like Jade Empire, which we don't see a lot of games like that, then or now. But I'm sick of this shit.
I like Dragon Age.
I mean, they're just, you know, like Telltale, doing the same shit. Same shit. Do something different.
I agree with Telltale, but I don't know. Telltale. Can't say that word today. But anyway, that's going to be it for the show. Everybody, have a good evening.
Unless you work at Bioware, then you have a shitty evening. I'm just kidding. You can have a good evening. Just make a better game. Make something different.
All right.
I still like y'all. Made one of my favorite games of all time, KOTOR. And one of my second favorite games of all time, Jade Empire. But now you suck. Why you hurt me like this?